Thousands gathered in this plaza in Santa Cruz de la Sierra to demand the release of opposition governor Luis Fernando Camacho. They want to be called as witnesses in the ongoing investigation into the role the governor played in 2019, when former President Evo Morales was forced out of office. Rubén Sánchez says he was part of the protest that pushed Evo Morales to resign after being accused of committing fraud.
Our rights are being violated, and we come here to let them know what they are doing is wrong. We want the governor released, and we are tired of a government that does not respect the people we voted for.
The government says that what happened in 2019 was a coup, but people here say that Evo Morales committed fraud, and that is why he was forced out of office.
People here are convinced that the country's judiciary is being used to go after political opponents, and that's why Luis Fernando Camacho and others were detained, and that's why many are vowing to remain on the streets, because they believe that this country's democracy is at risk.
But not everyone agrees. Paola Aguilar owns a shop in Santa Cruz. She says that she was attacked by those opposing the government of Evo Morales. Many are now Camacho supporters. She dared question the protests that were hurting her business and says she is afraid the same thing could happen again.
My children called me and told me not to come home because people are outside and they're going to set us on fire. I have two children who are disabled, so imagine what I felt. Then they took my phone off and made me kneel. They said they're going to spray gasoline on me and set me on fire.
There are historic divisions in Bolivia between the highlands that are mostly indigenous and the lowlands represented by provinces like Santa Cruz. A stronghold of the opposition and the heart of Bolivia's economy. Gustavo Pedraza says the conflict we see today started in 2016 when Evo Morales failed to recognize the results of a referendum that denied him the right to run for office for a fourth term.
This political crisis started in 2016. Our constitution that was redrafted by Evo Morales says a president can be in office for two terms. Evo was three times in office and wanted to run again. He lost a referendum and still found an excuse to try to remain in office. This made a lot of people angry, and this is what we see today.
The international community has asked the government to guarantee Governor Camacho's right to a fair trial. Until then, he will remain in pre-trial detention while his supporters continue to protest to get him released, something that is unlikely to happen anytime soon. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Santa Cruz, Bolivia.